AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the military will deal with any Iranian vessels that try to place more mines in the Strait of Hormuz.
Part of what the president is threatening is ensuring if there's attempts to lay, recklessly and irresponsibly lay more mines, we're going to deal with that. It's a violation of the ceasefire.
Hegseth was responding to statements from President Trump, who said yesterday he ordered the military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats deploying mines. Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon, Hegseth also said the U.S. will make sure the world never has to face an Iranian nuclear weapon.
It's a bold and dangerous mission, a gift to the world, historic, courtesy of a bold and historic president.
Hegseth would not speculate on reports that it will likely take 6 months to clear mines in the strait. The AP reported that the Pentagon gave that timeline in a classified briefing to lawmakers this week. Meanwhile, Iran's state-run IRNA news agency has confirmed that Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi will be heading to Pakistan for talks, adding that he would also go to Oman and Russia. The White House did not immediately respond to questions on whether the U.S. would send a delegation. Federal officials say a U.S. Special Forces soldier involved in the military operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been charged with using classified information. Gannon Ken Van Dyke used the intel about the mission to win more than $400,000 on the prediction market site Polymarket. Intel is leading the way on Wall Street, heading for its best day since 1987. While oil prices keep swinging and the wait for what's next with the Iran war. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on two men who stopped to help a fellow runner at this year's Boston Marathon.
Runner Aaron Biggs of Northern Ireland was close to the finish line at Monday's Boston Marathon when he saw fellow runner and Massachusetts native A.J. Haridas collapse about 1,000 feet from the end of the course.
I just happened to see A.J. fall. You look at the finish line, you look at the time, I looked at my watch, and I looked at him again.
Video from spectator Peter Grosso shows what happened next. Biggs and another runner, Robson de Oliveira of Brazil, picked up Haridas.
And the natural instinct was just to go and pick him up. I was so grateful to see Robson to come over and put his arm around him as well. And for the three of us to continue our journey and across the finish line.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.